Aircheckdownloads.com.
Maximum temperature tomorrow, looking around 23 degrees, actually.
The sound of North Yorkshire.
And all the music you love. BBC Radio York.
Let's do it then for Tuesday nights. Situation soundtrack on the way. And brilliant tunes, of course, including Kylie's latest, which everyone's going crazy for. But first, how about this to start things off? Billy Ocean and Love Really Hurts Without You. Well, this is a terrible error. Let's be honest. A terrible error. What are we? Less than 7 minutes into the late show tonight. Hello, I'm Rich Williams, by the way, looking after things for Russell for the next few nights. Thank you very much for having me. We made a big error there. That is the best song I'm going to play all night. I've gone too early. What I should have done, I should have built it up, right? You should have just gradually built it up, and there I go, just playing pretty much the best song you could possibly hope to hear. I'm now going to be chasing my tail, musically speaking, anyway. So, look, welcome along. Tuesday evening. I hope your Tuesday has been a cracker. I mean, look, Billy Ocean, Love Really Hurts Without You. It's hard to get a better tune than that. It's a top tier, 10 out of 10 job, that one, but I'm going to do my best, don't worry. Believe you me, I will do my best. Hope your week started well, and like I say, I hope today's gone well for you. You didn't get stuck in the downpours. Oh, my word. Oh, my word. That was some serious rain. Pass now, tomorrow looks like it should be all right. A little bit of sunshine back, warmer weather. Bit cooler tonight, bit fresher. You might get a better night's sleep, it's all good. Don't know whether you were watching the cricket earlier. Oh, a bit good about that. I thought they were going to do it. I thought, right, that's it. They need a couple of wickets. They got plenty of overs. They got a new ball on the way. I appreciate if you're not into cricket, you'll be like, Rich, I don't really care. But I am quite into cricket. And with the test cricket and the Ashes, you know, lasts over 5 days, doesn't it? So when you get to that crunch last bit, that last couple of hours, if you're into the cricket, you want to make sure you are sat in front of the box watching it all unfold. And do you know where I was today? My son had a 9-a-side, under-10s friendly football match to prepare for next season when they moved to the 9-a-side from 7-a-side. And I was like, surely this... Can we not move the match? Surely not. So there was me and a couple of other dads on the sideline who were pretending to watch the kids play football whilst actually were all crouched over my mate's iPhone as we watched the Ashes unfold on Sky Go. That's... My son afterwards was like, what do you think of our match tonight? I basically had to pretend I was watching. Yeah, you play great. Loved it when you did that, pass. I know. Alas, England lost in the first test of the Ashes, and my son lost his under-10s 9-a-side friendly match as well. So it's not been a very successful start to the to the week from a sporting point of view. Right, coming up tonight, lots of things, including later on a bit of a one-second song game, because I haven't done this show for absolutely ages. I can't remember the last time I nipped in here to cover the show for Russell. So I thought we'll do a bit of a one-second song game. If you're not familiar with this, don't worry. It's easy to understand, but very difficult to get right. And I've picked tonight an absolute horrid one. Horrid, let me tell you. You get 1 second of the song. All you got to do is work out the name and the title of the song, all right, and the artist. Sounds easy, but trust me, it isn't. Also, a situation soundtrack on the way for you in just a moment. Looking at one of the big stories of the moment and seeing if you can come up with some appropriate song titles and changing the song titles. The more puntastic, the better, if that's okay. If that's all good with you, plus a big old smattering of awesome tunes, then you're going to find yourself very much in the right place tonight. And Kylie Minogue is back with her first single for absolutely ages, and this has just snuck up on everyone and has become one of the biggest songs in the world right now. So if you haven't heard it, it is unbelievably catchy to the point where if you've never heard it before, by the time you've heard the first chorus, you will be singing along to Padam Padam here on the BBC.
Aircheckdownloads.com.